right, how you guys doing, huh? Oh, hooray! My name is Nick. I stand up and do comedy at the same time. And it's weird that I am a comic, like, I'm not a very good storyteller, like, in my normal life. You know, like, because I always tell, like, you had to be there stories all the time. You know when, like, you do that, but, like, I don't know it's a bad story until I'm, like, halfway through telling it. You know, like, when you're telling a bad story, you're like, yeah, and then, but in your head, you're like, this story's bad. But, like, you just keep telling it, like, I do that all the time. So then what I try to do to try to save the story is I, like, embellish it at the end to, like, make it a good story, but, like, I do it too much so it's not believable. You know, I'll be like, oh, yeah, you should have been there Saturday. Yeah, me and Steve were at the bar. We were so hammered. This guy came up, and he was really drunk, and he was like, hey, do you know where the bathrooms are? And Steve was like, no. And so... So the guy made this face at Steve. It's really weird face. So Steve stabbed him. And your friends are like, what? Steve stabbed somebody? And like, now you have to go with it. You're like, yeah. Yeah. I've known that guy my whole life. He's messed up, man. I'm serious. Don't want to drink with that guy, man. But I hope I don't get stabbed. I was thinking about that. I don't want any part of that. You know, like, I don't care if I go through life and I don't help a lot of people or save a million lives. I just don't want to get stabbed. You know, that's, if I can get through life without getting stabbed, I win. That's how I feel, you know? It just seems so horrible. It's not like getting shot. Like, when you get shot, it's like you don't see the bullet going in, you know? You're just like, all right, bang! Oh, whoa! I just got shot! You know, like, when you get stabbed, it's like you're there the whole time, you know? You're just hanging out. You're like, hey, what's up? All right, whoa, whoa! No, thank you to that. I'm not like really worried about dying though. Like I'm not afraid to die. I'm not trying to be tough. Like I'm not afraid to die. But like I'm actually like looking forward to my funeral, which sounds kind of weird because like I just like to have fun, you know. And I'm gonna have fun with my funeral because I think you should. Like it's your last party on earth, you know. It's like I think you should like spice it up, you know. Like I've got a couple things I'm gonna do. First thing I'm gonna do for my funeral is I'm gonna have like a chunk of money and send it off to some random celebrity. And have him show up at my funeral. Like, save up, like, $5,000 just for this, you know? And be like, here's $5,000. And mail it off to some celebrity, like John Stamos from Full House. Here's $5,000. All you have to do, keep the money, just fly to my funeral. Show up, cry, and leave. That's it. That's all you have to do. Just show up, cry. That's it. You don't have to talk to anybody or anything. I just think it'd be great to see all my friends and family at the funeral. Like, oh, my God. I can't believe he's dead, man. He's dead. It's just not right, man. It's just not right. Hey, is that John Stamos? What is he doing here? Did Nick know John Stamos? Oh my God, he's really crying. Were they brothers? Was Nick's last name Stamos? And then the other thing I'm going to do at my funeral is I'm going to have a closed casket, like in the church, and it's going to be closed so people will think that my body will be in there, but it won't be. My body will come down on wires. It'll just come down, just hang down. And then it'll hit the lights out and hit it with the strobe light and then techno music. So it's on the right side. Just swinging out over my family. Just seeing my mom like, what the hell is that? What kind of stuff was Nick involved in? So I don't do any drugs. I don't. There's no reason to laugh at that. I don't know why. But I used to smoke pot, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to try to defend this shirt. I smoked pot before. And I used to smoke pot all the time, and then I quit. I don't know if anybody's ever done that, but that's, like, amazing. Like, I totally smoked for a while, and I totally stopped. And my friends were all like, they couldn't believe it. They're like, what? You quit? You're done? What are you... Really? That sucks. What are you doing? That sucks. I'm like, yeah, it really sucks remembering where I put stuff now. The whole first week, I thought I was psychic. Like, I thought I had new powers all of a sudden, you know? It was, like, amazing. I'd be like, where are my keys? Oh, they're in my pocket. How did I know that? Oh, my gosh. So this is better than my first job. My first job, I worked at Planet Hollywood. Back in my home state of Minnesota. Planet Hollywood, I don't know if you know Planet Hollywood, it's like a theme restaurant. They have like props from the movies, like on the wall. But like I worked at the one in Minnesota. So we like got all like the lame, stupid props. We like pretend they were cool, that was our job, it was so pathetic. You know, we're like, yeah, that's it. That's it, that's the car they drove in Critters. Yeah, that's it, man, that is it. And that's what they wore in Cocoon. And there's Corey Feldman right there. He's kind of chilling right now. He's kind of maybe representing. But it's like, you know, I like this job. This job's cool. But I think the best job, like in the history of the United States, I think Vanna White got the best job ever. Is that not the best job? If I were a woman, I would want that job so bad. Like, that's her job. Like, what a country. That's all she just turns letters. I turn letters. But only when they glow. Okay, so I'm not the best. But like, what was the interview like to get that job? What was that process? That must have been really tough. They're like, all right, let's start. Let's start the interview here. Vanna White, is that right? Okay. All right, let's start. All right, are you familiar with the alphabet? You are. Okay. If something were glowing, could you tell? You could. Wow, that wraps it up. Wow, welcome aboard. It's very impressive. It's very impressive. But some people just do weird things with their lives. I was watching Discovery Channel. They did a special on Jane Goodall. She's a woman who studied apes in the mountains. For 6 years, she left, went and studied apes, and then just came home. Went for 6 years, and just came home. And it's like, what a weird thing to do with your life. She just went and studied them, like how they act and how they eat and how they function. It's like, and then just left. Went for 6 years, left. Like, an ape couldn't do that to us, you know? Like, I was thinking about it, like, an ape couldn't walk into your house and just study you for, like, 6 years, like, in the corner, like, everything you do, like, writing it down, you know, like, how you walk, how you act, you know, every day, you're like, is the ape still here? I think so. The ape's in the corner, like, mocking you. Watching how you talk and everything. Approaching every once in a while, like, hey, what's up? And just like back into the corner, like taking, like, what the hell was that? But like living with apes for 6 years, she lived with apes. Like, that's insane. I mean, like, I wonder if it rubbed off on her at all. It had to have, right? She had to have picked up ape traits, right? For 6 years. Do you think she ever let it slip out on accident? She's like arguing a parking ticket. She's like, no, seriously, I'll move it right now. You don't have to write it. I'll move it. I'm sorry. I literally ran in for 2 seconds. I'll move the car. Okay, you don't have to write the ticket. I'm saying I'll move it now. You're not listening to me. I'll move it. Why are you still running? I'll move it right now. You're not listening. Thank you. I'm sorry, I live with AIDS. Sorry. I spent the day with my cousin today. He's six. 6 years old, he's into Pokemon? Oh my gosh. I don't know if anybody has kids into Pokemon, but you know, like, it's like crack to kids, you know? Like, they're so like, oh my god! Ah! Like, whenever kids get a new toy, they're like, oh my god! Ah, oh, where, I gotta find it! Where is it? Where's my toy? And he, like, has to tell me, but he, like, brings me into his Pokemon world. You know, like, kids will corner you and just, like, talk your ear off. He's always explaining to me, like, all the characters. He'll corner me and be like, I'm a Nick! There's this one character, and he does this, and he looks like this, and there's another one, and he looks like this, and his name is this. I'm just like, yeah. So what I do when he's done is I bring him into the bathroom and I like show him all like the lotions and the vitamins and the soaps, like the hair products, and I explain each one and what they do. And I go, you see how that feels? Kind of what that's like when you do that. I'm just saying, you can, you know, I mean, I love you. I'm just saying, it's just a little tedious. But my other cousin's 12. He just got a video game system, which is really, like, incredible. I don't know if you've seen video games lately, but they're insane. Like, they're so much different from, like, the games that I grew up playing, you know? Like, he's got this video game system, and they're all really real, like, the games now. They're really realistic, and they're all, like, fighting games, and they're all, like, 3D, and, you know, there's, like, blood, and you're like, whoa, all right, okay. And, like, I'm watching, I'm like, how much more real can it get? You know, like, what is the future of video games? You're going to go to your friend's house, like, hey, what's up, man? You want to play video games? Yell. Good game, man. Good game. Here's a quarter. Thanks, man. You're really good. You're getting really good. Thanks. But it's like the kids now, like, they're going to grow up without, like, Pac-Man. You know, like, I thought of that. I'm like, God, that's weird. Like, they won't have it at all. You know, like, all those old, look at those large games. They won't have, they don't even know what it is. Like, that's and the worst part about it is we'll be explaining it and looking like freaks. We'll be explaining our video games. They'll be playing some new futuristic fighting game. We'll be like, well, when I was your age, we had a game with a yellow circle. And it ate dots and fruit. And then it would be chased by ghosts. Oh, my. Oh. That's great, Grandpa. And there was another game with a monkey. And he threw barrels at you. And you had to jump them or they'd hurt you. I gotta go, Grandpa. Wait, I didn't tell you about the frog who tries to cross the street. That game. You go. You have no idea. My grandma, she turned 90. My grandma. 90. And when I hang out with her, I feel strong. It's great. Hang out with old people, you know? She'll be like, Nicholas, can you help me with this gallon of milk? Right here, this gallon of milk. What, you mean this gallon right here? Grandma, you look tired. Why don't you sit down on this stool?
Nicholas! You should fight crime! What are you doing here?
Talk like having old people like that in your life, you know, because they make you feel better about your life. Like, they make you appreciate it more, you know, because like her problems are like 5,000 times worse than my problems, you know. Like I always get cocky and sound like an idiot, you know. She'll call me up, she'll be like, Nicholas, it's your grandmother. Like, I have 90-year-old friends, you know. Like, what? Hey, it's 90-year-old Johnny. goes, she's like, how was your day today? And I'm like, oh, my day, Grandma, my day was horrible. I had the worst day. I wake up. I go to the video store. This guy almost hits me. This camera almost hits me. I get there. The movie I want is gone. They don't even have it. And it's like the Yankees lost, and it's like it's going to rain. It was like the worst day. How was your day?
Well, I woke up again. And my heart hurts when I breathe. And another one of my friends died.
It's like, what do I say to that? You know, I'm like, yeah, totally. I mean, the Yankees were ahead and then they lost. It's like, no, you got nothing on that. You can't try to compete with Grandma's problems. Grandma wins, man. But like, I can't wait to be 90. I'm looking forward to it. It's all what you do with things. That's what life is. If I can tie in a running theme. It's all having fun. Like, when I'm 90, it's, you know, I'm going to shoplift 24 hours a day, you know? Like, that's all I'm going to do is just steal shit, you know? That's it. That's all I'm going to do. Just steal. No one's going to bust you. No one's going to be like, hey, whoa, hey, did you just take that? I'm old. You're right, I'm sorry. Yeah, that person's old. They wouldn't have taken it. Like, your money when you're old, you know? And I'm going to drive fast. Forget that. Who cares? I'm going to floor it. Why don't old people drive? Like, they always drive so slow. It doesn't make any sense if you think about it, you know? Whenever I get stuck behind them, I'm always like, come on, let's go. You're dying. Time is running out. You've got to move. You could go at any second, Grandma. Come on, step on it. You've got to run those red lights. When I'm 90, I'm going to be going 90. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be flooring it. Forget that. You get pulled over, who cares? The cop's like, what do you think you're doing? I am dying. Can't you see that? Look at me. Look at me. Now let me go. I've got more stuff to steal. Dagburn it. You know, it's like you got all that money saved up. You might as well, you just buy a sweet car, you know, like a Corvette or something. And just floor it everywhere, just running red lights. Just and then when you die, it's like, cool, you know. Your friends are like, hey, I heard your grandma passed away. What happened? She flipped her vet, man. One thing, though, I noticed hanging out with my grandma is, like, there's going to be no dignity left in old people, like, by the time my generation gets old. You know, like, it's weird. Like, old people now are so sweet and nice. You know, like, I can't swear on my grandma. You know, even if I'm like, oh, that sucks. My mom's like, shh. Don't say that. Not around grandma. That's not what we say around grandma. Those are not words we use around grandma. That's not what we say. You know that. You know, but it's like, I swear all the time. You know, it's like, that's how I'm going to be when I'm old. You know, my grandson's going to be like, hey, Grandpa, we're going to go to the zoo. Do you want to go to the zoo? Oh, what? The zoo? Oh, f*** that. I'm not f***ing going to the zoo. What are you, gay? The zoo?
Mom, Grandpa said I was gay.
Don't tell on me, bitch. Stupid. Where's my Dr. Dre CD? Has anybody seen my Dre CD? That's like another weird thing. Like, old people are going to listen to rap in the future. Like, how weird is that? Like, they are. That's, you know, like, you listen to the music that you had when you were growing up. It's like, you know, like my grandma now, she's always like, I'm going to play some music for everyone. Let's hear some music. All right. Here we go. But I'm going to be like, all right, let's hear some music. Here we go, everybody. How does this sound? Bitch, help. I love that song. Your grandmother was a hoe. All right. Thanks a lot, you guys. You guys are wonderful. You're
watching Comedy Central. Starting Wednesday night at 10, the little boys with big attitudes are back in all new episodes of South Park. Coming up next, Comedy Central presents The Amazing Jonathan.